You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca.
Huge breaking story late yesterday in our show, where it was announced that the Toronto Blue Jays have signed starting pitcher Dylan Cease to a seven-year, $210 million contract. Cease's last 5 years, this guy's a model of consistency. He's had 32, 33, 33, 32, 32 starts, and he's had over 210 strikeouts every year. That is really consistent. And to break it all down, Thomas Hall from Blue Jays Nation joined us. Thomas, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jason. We got the Blue Jays spending money. We got a triple header of football today. The off season is good.
When you look at this move, let's start just with Dylan Cease, and you know what he like. If I just look at his last 5 years, I'm like, man, like this guy, he's reliable. He strikes out batters. You know what? I know his ERA last year wasn't the best, and some people said it was a little bit had to do with the defense behind him at times. And you know that's the one thing he'll have behind him is a better defense in Toronto. But he's also, you know, he's coming back to the American League after being with the White Sox. How much does that play into it, do you think?
Yeah, it's got to be a bit of a factor, too. I mean, he has some familiarity with the American League, of course, and there's always a bit of an adjustment period when you have a pitcher crossing leagues like this. So you hope that, you know, that previous history is going to help Cease a little bit. Obviously, he's going to have to adjust to the smaller confines that he'll face in the American League East, which will certainly be an adjustment that he and the Blue Jays will have to make. But, you know, any bit of history that a pitcher can have when you're making a change like this, you know, has to help in some measure.
Well, I would think so. Yeah. Like you look, the Jays' top four starters obviously looked locked in with Trey Yesavish and, of course, Gausman. And then you throw in now Cease. And I think some people were surprised maybe that Bieber took a one-year deal, but he obviously stays on. Jose Berríos, what is he going to start? Is he going to be the number five? Is he going to be here? Are they going to trade him? What do you think?
Yeah, I think right now everything's on the table. As things currently stand, he's the fifth starter on this team, which, you know, certainly speaks volumes of how deep and talented this Blue Jays rotation is. Anytime you have a guy like Jose Berríos as your fifth starter, you probably have a really good rotation. And so I think the Blue Jays would be very content if that's how things shape out come spring training. But, you know, the struggles were real with Jose Berríos. And, you know, it sounds like he pitched a lot through the second half injured, battling some shoulder issues, some elbow issues. So, you know, who knows how big of a factor that had on him. But, you know, I think the Blue Jays are going to be open in terms of, you know, if teams come calling about Jose Berríos, just because, you know, they have so much flexibility now with their rotation, with their payroll situation as well, that if they're able to do a contract for contract type of swap, then, you know, that's probably something they'll have to consider with somebody like Berríos. I mean, clearly the Blue Jays have lots of money to spend, but could they put to use better resources for their number five spot? Possibly. But that's something that they'll have to keep in mind throughout these coming months.
What do you think the Cease signing, how, if any, does it impact Bo Bichette?
Yeah, I don't think it really has any sort of impact on Bo. The Blue Jays were always going to have a separate section of their payroll set aside for somebody like Bo, regardless of how the rest of the offseason played out. So even though they're committing a very lucrative contract to somebody like Dylan Cease, and they have Vladdy's long-term contract on the books and Alejandro Kirk's extension as well, they still have the freedom and the flexibility to bring back somebody like Bo, or even potentially go out and pursue somebody like Kyle Tucker, if that proves to be a more beneficial route for this Blue Jays team. But yeah, I don't think the Dylan Cease signing precludes them for any future big possible signings on the position player side.
Okay. Where do you come out on Bichette? Do you think he stays? Does he go? And if he stays, what's his deal look like?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's been a big question mark all year, right? Whether or not Bichette was going to, you know, ultimately end up in free agency and possibly come back to the Blue Jays. I still think the most likely outcome here is Bichette returning to Toronto. If anything, the Dylan Cease move shows that they're very much still committed to putting all their chips in the middle of the table and making another run at the World Series. And Bichette, for many years, has talked about his commitment and desire to want to stay in Toronto and continue to try and contend for a World Series with his close friend Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And now that the Blue Jays have added another big weapon to their team, you would think that would be a little bit even more incentive for somebody like Bo to, you know, want to come back and run things back with this team. And in terms of his contract, that's one of the more fascinating questions that needs to be answered this winter, because, you know, a lot of it will revolve around what his position will look like long term. I know a lot of teams view him more as a second baseman rather than a shortstop. And the Blue Jays in particular, they have Andreas Giménez, who filled in extremely well over at short down the stretch of the 2025 season and through the postseason. So I think that's probably going to be part of the conversation with Bo too this winter, is how willing would he be moving to second base, even if it's a, you know, part-time thing, just to give the Blue Jays even more defensive versatility on their roster. But I could very easily see Bo Bichette commanding, you know, somewhere around $150 to $200 million over a long-term deal. But from the Blue Jays' perspective, now that they have Dylan Cease in the fold, they can really let that market play out and not have to be too aggressive in their pursuit either of Bichette or another marquee position player addition.
What about other guys on the team? Who else do you see that for sure isn't coming back?
So I think now with the Cease signing happening, you can probably assume that Chris Bassitt isn't coming back next season, unfortunately, which, from a clubhouse standpoint, he will be a big loss for this team. And we saw how much he meant to this clubhouse over the last several months. And I think somebody like Max Scherzer, you know, the door's never officially closed until those guys sign, but the Blue Jays rotation is certainly looking pretty full right now, and so I don't necessarily see there being any room for either of those two. In terms of their other pending free agents, guys like Ty France, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Sir Anthony Dominguez, you never say never, but I would think the Blue Jays try and aim higher in terms of replacing those guys.
Yeah, okay. What about position guys, though? You look at, you know, like their infield, obviously Bo Bichette signing impacts it. But if he does come back, is he coming back as a second baseman?
Yeah, that's still really interesting. Like I'm not exactly sure how the Blue Jays would plan that out. I would think, like, in a perfect world, you have Bo and Andreas Giménez bouncing back and forth between second and shortstop. And, it would just give them a lot of flexibility to do something like that. But I think long-term second base is probably the better spot for Bo. He's coming off the worst defensive performance of his career at shortstop. And so, whether it's in 2026 or in a few years down the road, I think second base is probably Bichette's long-term position, but it'll just be fascinating to see how quickly, or if at all, the Blue Jays try and make that, that transition.
And, what about Anthony Santander? What do you think you can expect from him next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, if he's healthy, right, and he's not supposed to need surgery to address that shoulder issue that plagued him all year long, but if he's able to stay healthy, I expect him to be more like the guy who hit 44 home runs and drove in 102 with the Baltimore Orioles in 2024. And I think, you know, even if he doesn't replicate that production, you know, getting a guy who can be a reliable power threat in the middle of the Blue Jays order would be a huge addition in itself, even before you get to possibly having Bo back in the fold or filling that need somewhere else. I think Anthony Santander will be somebody who rotates through both corner outfield spots, probably, you know, mixes in the DH spot a little bit too, probably, you know, allowing Springer to go out and play the field a little bit too next season. So, you know, he will be one of the more interesting guys to keep an eye on once spring training rolls around. But if they can get his bat back to where it was a few seasons ago, it will really transform the outlook of this lineup next season.
And where do you see Barger playing?
So I think a lot of that has to do with what happens with Bichette, because if Bo leaves and second base is wide open, then you could possibly have Ernie Clement move over to second base. You put Addison Barger at third base, and then that would free you up to go out and acquire an impact outfielder. But if Bo does return next season and he fills one of those infield spots, then I would assume that Barger largely earns a lot of his reps in the outfield, whether that's, you know, exclusively in right field or the Blue Jays try and see if he can handle left a little bit. But, you know, he'll be you know, used sparingly probably at third base too against, you know, I would be surprised if the Blue Jays didn't try and get him more at bats against left-handed pitching next season. And if that does end up being the case, they could put him at third base and have Ernie Clement move to second base or shortstop, which would put Jimenez on the bench against left-handed pitching. So there's a lot of different ways the Blue Jays could utilize Barger next season, but I do think he'll continue to be a big part of this team moving forward.
Yeah, he should be. I think he's got a lot of potential, man. I'd like him in the outfield with that arm. Cannon, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thomas, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for having me on.